Health experts at Luther Middleford say 80% of new mothers experience a mild depression called the blues. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is considered a severe form of the blues. It may include constant fatigue, withdrawal, feelings of inadequacy, or, in the worst case, the desire to harm a child. Sharon Loney Bergsholm is director of Women and Family Health at Luther Middleford. To sort out the estimated 10 to 20% of women who suffer from PPD, nurses in her department decided in 1999 to standardize the way new moms are screened for it. Loney Bergsholm says a 10-question survey is used to reveal the depth of any depression.
And they're not intimidating questions. Like the first one is, I've been able to laugh and see the funny side of things. And they have four options. They can say, as much as I always could, or not quite so much now, definitely not so much now, or not at all.
Loney Bergsholm says before the screening was used, physicians reported that of the 50 or so women who deliver a baby every month, one or two of them had PPD. But after the new system started, she says more than a dozen women a month were found with PPD. For them, exercise, community support, and antidepressants are prescribed.
And if that's the good of Andrea Yates's horrible situation, it's just that more people need to be aware that it's common, whether it's you or your friend. You know, we should be looking for evidence of postpartum depression with the people that we interact with every day.
The director of Women's Health would like to see posters in private places or ads in magazines with information about postpartum depression. That way, she says, more women who don't understand the feelings they're experiencing will know they may be common and treatable. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.